following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
All right, so the holiday season has kind of started. You know, from here in the States, it's, you know, from Halloween to the Super Bowl, which means there's going to be a lot of parties. And you're going to host a couple, maybe three or four or something like that. You'll do yourself a favor and invite me to them. Because I know if you're smart, you'll do something like get online and get you some Central Barbecue delivered to you. Yeah, if you've ever been to Memphis and you've had the taste here, you know what I'm talking. My mouth waters every time I talk about it because it's so damn good. Pulled pork, oh, slow smoked, oh, the ribs to die for. You hear me? To die for. You can get them. They're wonderful. They're delicious. And you can have them delivered straight to you. No matter where you live here in the United States of America, you've been to Memphis, you've had the taste, you know what I'm talking about. And you're sitting there thinking, well, damn, we don't get these kind of ribs where I'm living at over here in San Francisco. Well, yeah, you can now because they'll ship it straight to your house. Check it out. Look for their banner ad at radio-memphis.com. I'm talking about Central Barbecue. You click on that banner ad and it takes you straight to their shop where you can order up what you need to fill the hungry people that are going to be coming to your house this holiday season. Do it two or three times, man, because it'll be the biggest hit at your party. I'm telling you. Man, where'd that food come from? It came from Memphis. It's the taste of rock and roll. It's the taste of the blues. It's the taste of Memphis, and it's an exclusive thing at cbqmemphis.com. Look for them. Central Barbecue, proud sponsors of this show, which we're going to start right now. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar. And this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. This is episode 90. Yes, we are about, 10 episodes away from our big change here on this program. So in about 10 weeks, things are going to be a little different around here. Hey, it's not an earth-shattering thing. Instead of doing an essence, which has turned into a half-hour monologue. It's going to turn into an hour-long show, and it's going to be an hour-long monologue. I kid. It's actually going to be an interview-based program. We've got a bunch of people we're lining up to come be guests on this show, which is going to be fun. We're looking forward to this, and I'm pulling some strings, cashing in some chips, if you will, to make some stuff happen for this show. It's kind of cool that we're going to do it this way. Plus, we're going to feature a few things from Radio Memphis along the way. So, yes, it'll be fun. Hopefully, a little bit more entertaining and more amusing, at least on my end. Hey, if I'm amused, you must be. I remember in one of my early days in this business, in the radio business specifically, I remember a program director telling me that if you don't do what makes you happy, you do what makes the audience happy. And you know, to a certain extent, that's correct. But I've also come to learn that if I'm amused, if something makes me laugh or it makes me or gives me thought or provokes something, and I pass that on, typically it works out to my advantage. That you know the audience is also digging it, and that's just the way it works. I don't try to get too picky about it. You know, and the whole world of podcasting is a completely different animal now. It really is. It's people have really started to discover just how wonderful the medium is, and it is in a way. It's sort of it's its own medium. It's its own thing. It is dominated largely by people that are not really radio people. They are not like myself. They're usually entertainers of some sort, which yeah, I guess I'm sort of I fall into that category. There are comedians, there are newsmakers, that kind of thing, you know, people that are in the know. It depends on the topic that you get into. This show, obviously, is you never know what you're going to get. To be honest with you, I never really know what I'm going to get into until we get things started. And what kind of prompted me to talk a little bit about podcasting in general is that I am often amused by some of the things that early podcasters do, because you know a lot, the thing about this medium is that it does attract anybody and everybody. And if this is something, and I'll say this right now, if you kind of like the idea of doing this, then by all means give it a shot. It's not like there's an exclusive club or anything. You know, if you've got the ability to speak, if you've got something up your ass, on your mind, whatever the case may be, and you want to lay it out there. that's the beauty of what this is about. You can. It's a free country. You have the freedom of speech. You should use that right and get out there and lay it out there. You'd be surprised. I mean, the thing is, typically in the radio business or television industry, if it's on a television channel, that means somebody's watching it. If it's on a radio somewhere, somebody's listening to it. Podcasting is a little different because if it's not really getting any subscriptions, then nobody's paying attention to it. Therefore, nobody's listening and you're just screaming in a hurricane. And that's kind of what it's like. It's very much like that. I didn't intend that to be a joke by any means because of what happened down in Mexico, but be that as it may, it's a good analogy for what it is. The internet has changed everything from the way media is being consumed and delivered, and it from my perspective, it has been very amusing to watch the radio industry, the terrestrial AM and FM guys, try and figure out what the hell they're doing. It's strange. It's like I don't know. It's kind of hard to describe, but it's in a way it's a bunch of people that are standing around with their hands in their pockets, and when they're not in their pockets, they're scratching someone's head. They're going, "Well, what do we do? What's going on here?" And I get it. You know, I understand from their point of view what that must be like, because it was funny because when the internet became the internet came around, it was this thing. Well, the internet's here and we can do stuff, and we never really knew what we could do until we just had to kind of let it evolve, and that evolution comes from, you know, people like you and me and what we like to look at, what we choose to seek out, and what the capabilities of the medium are. And being able to sit down like I've done right now and turn this thing on and have a chat about whatever it is that's on my mind or whatever it is on the minds of people that are out there, it gives you a little bit of pause. You have to consider what's available out there. Now, the problem also is that there's a lot of people out there that want to get into this podcasting thing, which is great. I mean, if you want to try it by all means. But there are people that think that they have an idea, that they've got something going and they're ready to go with it and they're ready to jump out there and they put a show together and out the door it goes. And they're a little bit surprised that after the first episode, no one's really knowing about it, because you've got to promote it. I mean, there's quite literally, I don't know how many podcasts there are out there. There's probably millions of them, and that's fine. A lot of them are very successful because they have their own niche audience, and they do very well with it. And there are others that I listened, especially the new ones, I always try and listen a little bit and see what's out there. You know, for example, the website Reddit, it's sort of social media in a way. I mean, anybody can contribute to it, and it's an interesting site, reddit.com. Most of you probably know what that site is. One of the subreddits that they have is in podcasting, and it never fails me that, you know, and I subscribe to that just to read it, and I will comment on it every once in a while when somebody is legitimately asking for help. If they're looking for, you know, how do you interview somebody? How do you set this thing up? How do you do it? What kind of equipment do you use? Well, you know, there's a lot of questions. I know they get into this sort of thing. And then invariably, now those are, you know, I don't mind doing, because these are honest people. They're looking for honest help. It's tough to embark on something without any type of knowledge. It really is. So anybody who wants to take on something new, my hat's off to you, brother. I mean, that's awesome. I think everybody at some point in their life should try something new. I mean, that's how you know you can't paint a portrait until you try it, you know, that kind of thing. You should jump out there and give it a spin if that's your bent. Now, on the flip side of that, you get out there and you give it a shot and you've gone through the effort, and these are labor intensive shows. And, you know, once you get into it and get it going and you're having some fun and it seems like it's going well, a couple of weeks in, you're immediately out there doing the thing on Reddit and the subreddit for podcasts. it's always the same thing. I need feedback on my show. What they're doing is they're looking for somebody to listen to the damn show. Because when you do give them feedback and they get a little pissy because you got a little critical, say, well, you know, it sounded like you recorded it in a bathroom, or you might want to, you know, knock out the bro talk, you know, talk that, you know, that kind of thing. When you offer up some constructive criticism, that's the key, constructive criticism, people can be a little pissy about that kind of thing. And there's no need for that. If you're trying to seek attention, go find it, you know. And here's what we're going to see over the next several years with podcasting is that eventually those that are very good at it will rise to the top. I'm not saying I am good at it at all. I know we have a lot of listeners and a lot of subscribers, and for that I am deeply, deeply grateful for it. I thank you very much because I look at it this way, and anybody else should look at it this way as well, is that if you're going to do a weekly show and you're asking somebody to give you, they're giving you time. There's nothing more precious in this world than that. If I ask for a half hour of your time and you generously give it to me, I'm eternally grateful for that. So the best I can do, or the least I can do, is try and give you something, at least something to think about, you know? And in this world, it is in this podcasting world, it's just sort of strange. Pardon me, I just got a text in the middle of all of this from Kate. The whole thing about here we go. When we talk about doing what we do, and from a professional standpoint, as a professional broadcaster, professional entertainer, that's where the internet changed everything, because all of a sudden internet radio stations were popping up all over the place, and it was like, you know, hey, we can do this, we can do this, we can play our own music, we don't have to deal with the corporate guy. Yes, that is all very true, but it all comes down to execution. And that's really it. It's got to be executed correctly. And the same thing with a podcast. You just don't jump out there and go, okay, here we go. Me and my bros are going to sit here and we're going to talk about why we hate the Kardashians. And we're going to devote a 4-hour show to this. I mean, come on. I mean, it's crazy. So with that in mind, the ideas that exist in this industry, in the podcasting world, there are certain basic things you got to keep in mind. You've got to remember that your audience has a very short attention span. We are nearly 11 minutes into this thing, and I can guarantee you that I've probably lost maybe a third of my listeners already, because if they didn't like the subject matter, they're moving on. And that's fine. Those of you who have gotten this far, congrats. Thank you. But when you look at this world the way that it is, and it is in this broadcasting thing, and think that, anybody can do this, bro, you know, we can make this happen, we can do this, blah, blah. There are certain things you've got to do. You've got to take care of your audience is one of them. I'm looking at a post in the subreddit for podcast, and somebody had written, is there a term or phrase or label that I can use to filter out podcasts with the quote unquote talk radio format? You know, I want my minutes of listening to contain about 0.99 minutes of content on the topic of the podcast. I don't want, half of the minutes of content randomly separated by another half of minutes of banter and jokes and small talk. And the guy's trying to be, or a lady's trying to be reasonable in her question or their question here. And there were two answers to this. Yeah, listen to a couple of episodes to see if they follow the format you're interested in. It's that simple. Give it a listen. If you don't like it, move on to something else. Because that's what the next one is. It's really this simple. Also, podcast descriptions. That usually gives you an idea. When we put this show together here, we try and give you just kind of a couple of sentences to see what's going on. Some guys, when they do their shows, they go all out and they do like this complete, almost a transcription of the show, Then Rick said this, and then after that, Rick said that, and then we talked about this. Just listen to it. By the time you've devoted all that time to reading and all that stuff, then you've already heard it, So check out the description. If it meets your needs, if it's what you're looking for, then move along. Now, what's odd about this particular show from Radioland is that I have found it because I have met some of you. I have met some of you listeners out there. And I hear I have a very good friend of mine who's a fan of the show. Her name is Asia. Hello, Asia. I know she's listening, because for her, putting in her earbuds and maybe doing something in the kitchen, whether she's, you know, cooking or cleaning or she's, you know preparing to put together some type of meal, something, cooking a cake, that kind of thing, baking a cake, making cookies, whatever the case may be, that's a happy place for her. And by popping in her earbuds and listening to this while she's doing that, it doesn't really matter what I speak of. It's just a simple matter of having that little bit of, intimate time. And I don't mean that in fun, sexy time. It's just that it's a point of intimacy with these things, because you're listening on your own time, on your own schedule. It's not like, what do you call it? It wouldn't be like live radio, which is different, because then you're in it. It's in the moment. It's happening. Everybody's sharing it at the exact same time, and you're there. But with a medium like on-demand content, like podcasting, it becomes a very intimate thing, and it's almost a relationship between just you and just me at that time, not without any regard, because you think about it, if you listen to a lot of other shows, you don't think about the fact that there's probably six million other people that are listening to the same thing. You don't really think about it, because that the idea of podcasting, and I sort of feel like its best success comes from being able to transcribe that into your audience, being able to communicate that to whoever it is that's listening. And you got your earbuds in and you're getting ready for that bit of time that you're willing to donate to the cause, to the project, to the podcast, to the show. And you're willing to sit there and say, I'm going to give a half hour of my time. I got some time. Let me catch up on the show. Let's see what's going on. That's a very cool thing that goes on there, because it does feel like I'm speaking specifically to one person. And that's what I like to do. And I'd like to see other podcasters do that. I'll tell you who else is very good at that is Mark Maron. His WTF show is really quite good. I mean, granted, he's doing that full time. And he's doing two shows a week, and they're long shows, Jack. Man, they're what, hour and a half, 2 hours long. They're crazy. So, with that in mind, you pick and choose the ones that you want. What I did with Mark is that I follow him on Twitter, and he's real good about telling you who's on the show. I don't subscribe to his show. But if there's because he's an interview show, so if he has somebody of any interest, I'll catch that show, in that way. But I know he's got a lot of subscribers, so that's just to each their own. To be honest with you, I think I have a subscription to one other podcast that's not even in production anymore. I guess I don't subscribe because I scan so much of what's out there, and that's just me. That may not be you. I mean, that's just the way I go. I don't have a long commute to work, so it's not like I'm going to be able to devote any time. It takes me 10 minutes to get to the job. So, there's that. There are times when I go for a walk in the neighborhood. At that point, I'll download an episode of something that I know I'm going to be out for about an hour, and I'll listen when I go that way. That's just my listening habit. But for those that like the comfort and the familiarity of it, that's a good thing. That's real nice, and I've heard that from several folks, and I appreciate that. I really do, because that makes it worth my time to sit down and do this as well. That's part of it. I think, when we talk about the death of FM radio and the death of AM radio, they did it to themselves, the corporate guys. They really did, because what they did is they took the human element away from it. And I think that's really what it is. Because when you listen to something that is live and in the moment, there are certain expectations that you have. There are things that you want. And one of those things is the fact that that you're listening to somebody who's sitting in a room somewhere with a microphone in front of his face or her face. And they're talking right now in the moment. They're telling you things that maybe some information you should know, or perhaps they're telling you some stuff in an effort to amuse you or to entertain. That's the point. And when you take the human element out of it, radio becomes a complete joke, which, if you think about it, gave rise to the success of the industry of podcasting, because podcasting, by and large, is nothing more than somebody or a couple of somebodies sitting around a couple of microphones. They may be having a beer or two, and they're just shooting the shit. They're just running their mouths. They're talking about whatever it is that may be on their mind, and that's what it is. So now the wildly successful industry, I don't know if you call it successful because there's really no money in it, but as popular as a medium as podcasting has become, then as a result of that, you're finding that, well, you know what? The radio guys, the corporate radio guys have always been wrong. We've proven that because they've taken people out of it because they had to tell the jocks to shut the fuck up so they could get another Journey record on the radio. God, I hate that fucking band. But that's just me. And, you know, when you, and I don't know, maybe because I'm from a different generation than a lot of you, but when I was a youngster, I would often lay in bed at night with the radio on. And this is before voice tracking. This is before computers. This is before it, you know, there was somebody there. There had to be somebody at that radio station 24 hours a day. And I would listen to these guys and know that they were there. And there was something incredibly comforting in that. And I don't know, maybe as a society we've sort of lost sight of that because we're so used to having our stuff sort of spoon-fed to us and being able to pick from the vines as we choose. You know, we want to be able to see what we want to see when we want to see it. And same thing with hearing stuff. I want it, you know, I don't want to hear that song now. I'll want to hear it later, but I don't want to hear it now. It's a luxury. It's a great thing to have. And I cannot discount to you the value of a human interactive program, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a live radio show or a television show. There's an interactivity to it that is quite remarkable. One of the things that I've noticed here of late, I've been watching on HBO, I've been watching Bill Maher. And I know the second I said this, somebody, oh, God, you're one of those people. You know, look, Bill is one of those guys you either love or hate. And I think he's a very funny guy. But if you look at the production of his show, and he does a political show, and I just enjoy his take on that kind of stuff. But he does this thing and it's live on HBO, whatever day it is. Of course, I don't know because I DVR the damn thing because I'm hardly at home. The amusing thing about that is that at the end of it, he says, okay, join us for overtime. We're going to be over on YouTube and we're going to do a thing over there. So when he's hoping for that interaction, that's what he wants. And that's a fantastic thing. You've got to have it. Now, at the same time, interactivity and any type of live element becomes a risky thing. Oh my God, don't I know it. In fact, when that last hurricane down there in Mexico, Patricia, that evil bitch, boy, God, she was a big hurricane. I was watching some streams online from various cameras that had been placed in, I think there was one in, I want to say Manzanilla, Puerto Vallarta. There was another one right there near Jalisco where the thing was landing, was making its landfall, and it was just, you know, I'm always fascinated by what Mother Nature throws at us and how we react to it. And there was a thing on YouTube, and there was a channel there, and I was watching this video, and I'm looking over. There was had a live chat going, and all these people in there, and you know, here is this one of the, I guess probably the largest force that Mother Nature throws at us as far as wind and rain. Okay, a hurricane is a big deal. Even a small hurricane's a big deal. And these people in this chat room could not have been more callous, more hateful, more... It was as if, hey, there's all these people here watching this, so I'm going to use this opportunity to, you know, project my political agenda upon you people. And it was fascinating to look at that. In fact, it was more fascinating to read the damn chat than it was to look at the video of this monster storm that was wreaking havoc on the west coast of Mexico. Because people in here, and I've said this a million times, it's going to probably be on my tombstone. People suck. They suck so much. And when you see them in a position where all of a sudden they have been given a few moments of the spotlight in front of a large group, the first things that come out of their mouths are something, you know, incredibly hateful and, I don't know, ugly, vicious, vile shit that some of these people say. I'm not saying everybody does this, but, you know, that's you know, the internet sort of breeds this, and that's the interesting part of it. And some of the just absolute horribly racist shit that was being said, and, you know, and of course they're doing it because they're trolling, okay? They're trying to provoke a response from a guy like me who's sitting here looking at this and shaking my head going, the fuck is wrong with you? Because that's what they want. They want you to engage them. And when you engage them or feed the troll, then oh, hey, what I said is valid. Now I can do something. Now I can really jump on it. And thereby comes the power of the spoken word, the power of your own speech. Because if you engage somebody like that, no matter what it is, whether it's hate speech or whether it's something kind or informative or entertaining, then you've done what you have set out to do. But the power of this has to be used in a correct manner, I would think. You know, you don't just go out there. You know, I look at Donald Trump, and I know I get tired of, I'm trumped out. He was funny to me that he was even in this race, but it's now just turned into this sad thing that, you know, he's the Republican frontrunner. And it's sad because this guy's a hateful man. He says all these hateful things and he doesn't care about anything but what he wants for himself and his rich buddies. And I think a lot of people are seeing straight through it. They're just not saying anything about it. You know, it goes back, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. I don't quite hinder to that. I think it's okay to point something out like that. You know, I'm not trying to inflict a political point of view on any of you. That's not my job. I'm just telling you what my feeling is on that. You know, what my response would be. And, you know, in fact, that hurricane, they were nicknaming it Hurricane Trump. Because it had hit Mexico. And it was like, oh, it's going to do the Mexicans luck. It's going to wash them all off. The fuck? Hurricane Trump is right. You know, it's going to do. Oh, God, shut the fuck up. So eventually I just moved on. I had to go find something else to go look at. Because I just, it sours you on that kind of stuff. And by God, everywhere we go, there's just so much hate speech that's out there, and there's, you know, and it's protected. I know I stand by that right for you to do it. I just don't have to listen to it. That's all. It's all that is. It's the same thing as anything else, you know. If for some bizarre reason I found that there were somebody that really, really hated me or this show, for why I don't, but I don't know. But if they would, and if they jumped on it and said, we got to get this guy shut down because this Rick Cheddar guy, he's saying things that I don't like and it's hurting my feelings. Look, it's real simple. If you don't like what I say, go the fuck somewhere else. It's that simple. It's not rocket science. It's a free country. I'm not holding a gun to your head. Oddly enough. And don't get me started on guns either, because at this point, oh, there he goes. There he goes. Rick's going to fuck it all up for everybody. We got to get him off the internet. He's in trouble. We got to call the FCC or somebody to get him all controlled. Life is too short to be caught up in shit like that, you know? So yeah, in about 10 weeks, this show's going to change. Yeah. Oh, we won! I tell you what, we got rid of him, man. Now look at him. We had to force him to change his show because he's horrible. Oh, no, it's not like that at all. No, I just want to be able to bring some more content to you. I want to make it better for you, and that's the whole point. It's not like we're, you know, I know some of you like what I'm doing here, and that's great, and I appreciate that. This part of it isn't really going away. I'm still going to do a bit of a monologue, but it just won't be as long and bloviating as this has probably turned out to be. But we want to add some interviews and spend some time with some people and have a conversation. Some people you know. And some people you didn't know you knew. That'll be fun. Yes, I'm talking some celebrities. Yes, we're going to try and work that out. I don't know what level of celebrity we're working, but we're trying to get it all together for you along the way. Plus, and if everything goes well, We'll feature a little something from Radio Memphis, and means we'll have a little bit of music in this. So it's a little something for everybody. Consider it like a variety show. I've always wanted to do a show that would be very similar to like a late night television show, but let's do it on a podcast format. So let's we'll give that a shot, and we'll see how it goes. The music for this already works, so you know why not? Let's give it a shot, shall we?
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Rick, you're all wrong about this sort of thing because, you know, this is all a matter of the government trying to control everything. This is why the Denver International Airport is built like it was, you know, because, you know, they made it like a big prison because it's really nothing more than a giant FEMA camp. So they can put us all in there when the shit goes down and they don't like you because you said something bad about them.
If you look at the way this world operates, this country here in the United States, I think we have the market cornered on crazy.
Man, you can't trust the source because it's written by people that are in support or in denial of it.
Then guess what, genius? There's more than one source. Look at it on both sides of the view. If you are a conservative-leaning person, then read the stuff in the conservative media on a particular topic. By all means, do that. That's what turns your crank.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
You know, I made a couple of weeks ago, I made a statement on social media, on Facebook, speaking of interaction. And the point of it was just to randomly, tell you what I thought about something, which is what social media is. Nobody asked me my opinion on this particular thing, but I gave it anyway. It was an unsolicited response. You see, the new Star Wars trailer came out, and I saw it with everybody else. I mean, shit, I went to the theater in 1977 and saw episode 4, the first one. And like every other kid that was my age at the time, I fell in love with the damn thing. And it was a great story. And of course, I saw them all. I've seen all 6 current episodes of the damn thing. Now, the prequels 1, 2, and 3, I know may not be very popular for me to say. I wasn't a fan of. I know some people liked them, and that's fine. To each their own. But to me, I think the best films was episode 4, A New Hope, and number 5, The Empire Strikes Back. And then the rest of them just turned to complete shit. So, at any rate, 7 is coming out this Christmas.
The Force Awakens.
And while I've watched, this is the third, I guess it's the final trailer of it. I've sat through this and watched it. And I got to tell you, and I hope I'm wrong in this, and I made this statement on Facebook and on Twitter. I said, God, I hope I'm wrong in this. I just have a sneaking suspicion that film is going to suck balls. I think it's going to be awful. I think it's going to be just an absolute travesty of what that was. J.J. Abrams is the director of it. He's, taken over the whole thing. George Lucas, I don't know his direct involvement, if any at all. He may not even be anywhere near the damn thing. After episodes 1, 2, and 3, he probably has been banned from the set. But the episode 7, I don't know. I just got a sneaking suspicion. But, and it was funny because when I posted it up there onto Facebook, I was fully expecting to get some sort of backlash out of the thing. Because I said, I'm going to say this. I know it's not going to be popular, but let me go ahead and say this. Because, pardon me, everybody's going Star Wars crazy. Everybody's getting all worked up. And they're all excited. Oh, my God, it's coming back. Oh, we can let the nerd out finally. Blah, 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 blah. And then I said, I'm going to be the guy that's going to say that I think it's going to suck. And I was only chastised by just a few people. Everybody else kind of agreed with it. And it was kind of creepy. I didn't, I wasn't quite expecting that. But what I did hear, It proves the point about what I do and what I do for a living, and whether it's in this show or whether it's on the air over at Radio Memphis. A, make no apologies for the things that you say. My intention was not to offend anybody, and if you were offended by it, please. But as unpopular of a statement as it was, I said, I think Star Wars is going to suck a lot. And several other people had said, You know, I thought the same thing too. I just didn't want to say it publicly. But they waited for somebody else to say it. And it turns out there's quite a few people that kind of agree with this statement. So I don't know. I'm going to be like every other schmuck and I'm going to go see it. Not the day it opens. And there'll be people that'll go, oh my God, it was the greatest thing I've ever seen in a movie theater because I have a religious experience. They all said that about every one of them. And like I said, the last three, the prequels, oh my God, what a suck fest that whole thing was. It was just, the more I think about it, the more it was just, I just didn't enjoy it. I mean, they're all fine movies. It's a great story, but it was just, meh. And I don't have any intention to ever rewatch any of these things. It's just not my thing. But that's just me. That's just my point of view. So I don't know. Take it for what you will and think about that as you move along. So there you go. So that's it for this time. You heard what's coming up next time around. In the meantime, thank you so very much for being a part of this and for listening and sharing it. It means a lot to me when I see it shared around. I see it quite a bit, and I appreciate you very much for doing that. It's very nice of you to do that, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And it's absolutely awesome. So there you go. That's it. If you're new to the program and you got this far, you can find you can find the show in iTunes. You can find it Stitcher, Player.fm. We're at podbean.com. Look for rickchutter.podbean.com. That's where it's hosted, actually. Radio-memphis.com. Oh, God, we're all over the place. Just search it. Just search the name of the show. You've found it this far. You can find the rest of the episodes and tell a friend. Thank you so very much. So then, until next time, take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. We'll see you then. I'm Rick Chetter, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Chetter from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.